Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Oh, God almighty.
What do you see?
They got the MLB Spirit All-Star Ballot Watch, notable shortstop, Witt Jr., obviously. Pena is batting .324.
Pretty good.
Well, Wilson from the...
He plays for the A's. Go get him.
366, and then Bichette.
Oh, Bo Bichette. That's a name you've seen kind of thrown around a lot for the Braves, Bo Bichette.
And that's why I was like, huh.
Dude, no.
He looked good with an A on his hat.
The A's guy looked better, and that's where all the Braves guys come
from.
So go
get him.
Go get him.
Yeah. They have a relationship. They don't want him.
They got a direct pipeline. Yeah. Now, does the pipeline still work now that they're in Sacramento, though?
Yeah.
Because that pipeline was in Oakland.
But they still want to suck, right?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
For now.
Okay.
I think they got what they wanted. Right?
They want it out of Oakland.
Yeah, they're going to go to Vegas.
You don't want to be good in Sacramento.
No, who cares?
Yeah, you don't want them. No, that makes
Look at the
sense.
Kings. They clearly don't. All right, let's talk to Tobobby, who's in Brookhaven. Hey, Tobobby.
All right, so I am an expecting dad, and my wife ordered me something for Father's Day, and I kind of got upset about it because I don't feel like I'm quite there yet.
Okay.
His kid ain't here. I don't feel like, you know, that doesn't count. My wife loves celebrating things before they're actually here.
Okay, dude.
Are you guys like there, or y'all the type of person that, like, in order to celebrate something, like, it has to happen? Like, you can't celebrate baby's first Christmas if, like, you know, they're still loose neck. Like, you know, let the baby be, like, aware of things. Like, you know, like, I just don't like, you know, celebrating the first of something when it's not kind of the first of it.
I agree.
Gotcha. Now, fine. You know, she's trying to do something nice for you.
Yes.
So obviously you accept it and say thank you.
Yes.
Mother's Day has passed, but if she wants that when she's pregnant, first baby, all that, be mindful. Because you might not think like that, but if she does, and she's thinking she's going to get a Mother's Day thing,
yes,
make sure you don't drop the ball on that one.
Yeah, man.
I almost made that mistake.
Whoa.
Why is, you know, I didn't, she's not a mom.
Dude.
No, I fixed it before it was too late.
I think we had a conversation.
But I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I think we
makes sense.
I think we had a conversation.
I just never didn't really think about it.
Yeah, I think we had a conversation.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's it's in there. So.
Yeah, man.
Well,
yeah.
But that was like COVID, so
you
could easily make it. It was like, all right, so I'll just order some flowers. They'll come to the house, and I'll pretend like I had it planned the whole time.
That's all you got to do
now. Now, you know.
Blame it on the floor sometimes. See, man, baby, the tracking. You want to see the tracking? Oh, you don't. Oh, damn it. My phone's not pulling up the tracking.
I have it in my email somewhere. Yep. Maybe it went to spam.
Yep. There you go. Buy you some time, fellas.
Yeah. But again, you know, like, you know how it is. Tobobby knows this. He's a married man. It's not always about you. She's just trying to be sweet to
That's
you.
That's all, dog. That's all. Anytime that she can do that, let her do it, dog.
Let her do it.
Because it don't happen a lot.
Yeah, because eventually they're going to stop caring about Father's Day.
Yes.
Like next year.
Yes.
So when the baby's actually here.
So let it go.
Jody is
Let it go.
Hey, Jody.
Hi,
Hi, guys.
Hey, AJ.
I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I have a quick little story, and then I have my question. So I lost my father when I was 21, but one of my favorite memories was when I was playing 10U travel softball, so Bo can probably relate. It was the championship game of the tournament. It was the last inning. We were visitors. We were down by one. It was two outs. There was runners on second and third, and I hit a triple to score the tying and go-ahead run.
Nice.
When I slid into third base, I stood up. I did not see my coach. My father had climbed the damn fence and was there waiting on me at third base because he was losing his mind.
That's great.
We eventually held them off in the bottom of the inning and won the championship. But what I want to know is, when was the moment, and I'm sure there are several, where you were like, that's my kid?
All the time. Yeah.
The most recent one where I was most like, I just like, you know, just cried. Like, all you can do is cry sometimes when you're overwhelmed like that, was at the performance, mm-hmm. at the ballet performance. And she was just so beautiful.
She was.
And she was so proud. And, like, she wasn't scared at all about going up in front of the crowd, which is really cool. Not to say that there's anything wrong with being scared, because some kids have stage fright and all that. But she was really into it. And then when she was on the stage and she waved to all of us, that was just, like, come on, man. Like, they don't tell you all that stuff's going to happen when you have kids. And it's just, it's beautiful.
I'm all of them. There's no secret with me. There's plenty of videos that are viral of my kids doing the littlest thing. My son had a band recital and read off the next song.
Yeah.
And I got damn excited. That's just me.
Yeah.
Anything they do, I am always there.
I will say this, too, on the flip side of it, and I hope Jack has this, and I hope all your kids have it, too. Like, it kind of doesn't matter how old you get. You still kind of like that little attaboy from dad.
Yeah.
We did the... We did the side deck a couple weeks ago, and then I had to build the steps on the side afterwards, and he had like this old book of steps because he used to, you know, his career was as a carpenter. So he gave me the book about how to do it. Obviously, there's stuff like that online, mm-hmm. but my dad's being helpful and he has the book. So he gave it to me, and steps are hard. Like, it was, I appreciated his care and his input on that, because I had never done that before, and it was challenging. So I got it done, and he came over last weekend and said, "Hey, saw the steps."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." And he said, "Looks good."
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I needed. And still at the age of 40, I was like, "There you go." Like, it filled me with pride that he was like,
"There you go."
There you go.
Especially when you know that's good. What he does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was like, man, I don't even know that he knows or dads know that little stuff like that matters like that, but
it does.
Just hey, good job.
I have 20-year-old kids that still ask me this all the time. And this is Samson's thing, too. Dad, you proud of me? Yeah. Home's proud of you, dog. You're my child.
Yeah.
I love you, boy.
Hit him with a no every once in a while.
Oh, you know I will. What?
Nah.
No, not really.
Not today.
Not really.
What'd you do?
not really.
Cody's in Atlanta. Hey, Cody.
What's going on, guys? Firstly, happy Father's Day to you, Andy, Randy, and Bo.
Thank you very much.
It's got chipper.
So Sunday you have dinner and lunch prepared for Father's Day. Are you cooking, or you want somebody to cook for you? And what are you cooking, or want cooked for you? Thank you guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Cody.
Appreciate it, Cody.
If you're a dad, Cody, happy Father's Day to you too.
Well, I mean, they're gonna break breakfast like they always do for me. It's hard to give a man breakfast in bed when he's up before everybody.
True. They'd have to ask you to go back to bed.
So it won't be breakfast in bed like we do for mommy.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't know. I probably end up grilling, but it all depends on the weather. But I'm all about just sitting back and not doing anything. Like I said, I think they got me something good, mm-hmm. because they're real secretive. They're never real, secret like this. I think they got me something good.
So we got a busy one. Like, next week is about to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm off all next week. My brother's getting married next Saturday. So next week is kind of all about that. But so on Sunday, we're going to get together at my brother's house and do a Father's Day breakfast kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also birthday celebration for Jack, my brother, and his fiance.
They're all birthday at the same time?
Yeah, everybody's birthdays this week.
Okay.
And Father's Day. So it's going to be all that. And they're going to make breakfast and do that. And then we're going to drive up to North Carolina and have dinner with her dad and grandfather and me. And I'm going to get some steaks and grill them.
There you go.
So we'll do that. But that's what it is, right? Like, it's a good excuse to buy, like, slightly better steaks.
Oh, yeah. I know that as much as I talk about Sunday, it's going to be some tomahawks grilling.
Yeah.
Just one, though. Y'all get T-bones.
See, no, so
y'all
we'll have,
get T-bones. We Daddy, got Daddy's getting tomahawks.
We got three dads on Sunday, so I got to get three nice ones.
I'm on the dad. I'm getting tomahawks. Y'all get T-bones.
But that's what it is. Like, you want to cook, and then you can also justify. It's like, all right, I'll get the really expensive one. I'll get the really, really nice steak. All right, Marine Tim is in Marietta. What's up, Tim?
How are y'all doing today?
Great.
What up, Tim?
Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you, Tim.
Question, what is the most embarrassed your dad ever made you?
Oh, man. God, I don't know. Probably the most, and I made myself embarrassed, but my stepdad, when I high-stepped home on that home run that I hit, and he snatched me by the back of my jersey and gave me a talking to in front of the whole baseball park, which I deserved.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of did that to myself on that one. I don't know. Like, I don't, my dad's pretty low key guy as far as that goes. And I don't think, I mean, my kids are too young at this point to probably be embarrassed by me. Have you embarrassed your kids in any way?
All the time.
Lily did say when she was like, I want Uncle Randy to come,
yes,
but I don't want him to be the loudest.
I was like,
well, he's gonna.
She was like, when you told me, I was like, well, you know, I have to be. And I was. So what?
Yeah, so what? So,
and you loved it.
Yeah, and you loved
it. And you loved it that Uncle Randy was the loudest. I ain't had no conversation with mine if I was embarrassed by him or he embarrassed me. So I'm not, I ain't part of the conversation.
Yeah, fair enough. Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you
all. I work from home, and I work overnight from home. So first few years of my son's life, he listens to y'all every day. So he do the, watch out now, back in the day. It took a year. He's seven now. It took a year to potty train him.
Oh.
And one day he was in there, and I said, son, you got to hold yourself up when you use the bathroom. And dead serious, without even looking at me, he said, it's too heavy. I swear to God, that's a true story. And I just was frozen, and that's like, it's my WTF dad moment. Like, do you guys have a moment like that with your kids?
Oh, man.
God, that's great.
That's great. The potty training thing, my boy Bashy's got it all the way down. We just can't get him to put his clothes back on.
Mm.
He takes that as, when he takes off his underwear, it's a sign that he does not need to wear them. But we're good. And he's real big in the after IP. Good job, Daddy. he sits right there. He's like,
hell yeah,
good job, Daddy.
God, that is something that people that don't have kids may not know. They come with you.
Yes.
Often.
Yes. Good job, Daddy.
Jack has learned the word wiener, which is pretty funny.
Yes.
But that's not as good as the story that he told. God, off the top of my head, nothing really comes to mind, but God, that's really great.
Yeah, man.
That's such a good one.
He'll say the F word, because I try not to watch sports around him. And he was at the sitter, and she heard Donna send video back all the time. Did I show you the video?
Yeah, you did.
He was playing this piano saying F, 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 F.
Lily was making
she
was making a fort yesterday in the playroom, and it fell over, and she said that.
Yeah.
In context. Perfectly used.
Yes.
And I was like, God.
Damn. I got to stop cussing around.
Come on.
All right. I got to stop watching sports around.
Final call here. Harding is in Lithonia.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good.
Just a question, and you may have answered it before, about the Braves. Do you think maybe not this year, but maybe next year, depending on how Spencer Strider does, do a John Smoltz, maybe have him coming up as the reliever?
Yeah, that doesn't sound crazy at all.
It does not.
It
does not at all. Because that's what he was originally. What y'all call it, profiled as a closer?
I mean, he just had such crazy fastball stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they want to not do that.
Yeah.
But if it can keep him healthy,
I do it.
And you need one.
You need one.
Everybody needs one.
He's got another 5 years on his contract.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think that that's crazy at all. I mean, I think that they would say, honestly, they hope that that's not what they do, because he's more valuable as a starter. But. No, that's not crazy at all. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy is nothing without a spritzer.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
I got I have like some hairstyle skills and she won't let me do it. She like she just wants her hair down every day.
Leave that baby alone.
I'm like, come on, ponytail. Yeah, let's do something. Let me get some buns in there.
Leave
it's
that
summer.
Baby alone.
Get the hair off your neck. Now let my hair down. Okay. Randy drinks in moderation mainly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because the beers are downstairs.
Yeah, man. See, I'm still begging mine to do my hair. That's great.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Having your kid even brush it. She'll do all kind of... Hey, Falcons. Go drink you some fruit water and stay off the ticker for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, man.
That's all you got to do.
Raheem Moore said he's got guys in the building to make sure they can touch everybody.
Yes, he did.
And in today's episodes of Kids Say the Darndest Things, it's too heavy.
Yeah,
that's such
that
a good story.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Happy Father's
Father,
Day.
Hey, it's all about us, fellas.
Happy Father's Day to you two guys, too.
Hey, happy Father's Day, my brothers.
You guys are some...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.